as we welcome Mike Bass, whose family owns Friedland Industries. It's a scrap recycling company in Lansing. Today, we're going to talk about Document Destruction Day at Friedland Industries, which will be going on tomorrow. It's an annual event held on the Saturday after tax day each year. I'm sure, Mike, a lot of us would like to throw a lot of different things the day after tax day. Landing during Earth Week, the event will take place tomorrow, as we mentioned, and people can bring down their paper for free. There's a little bit more. We're going to talk about this. Mike, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much for having me.
I appreciate it. Pull that microphone a little closer to yourself.
Okay.
All right, tell us about Friedland Industries.
Well, Friedland Industries, we are the original recyclers. Our industry is, we define ourselves as the original recyclers because the word recycling has been around since perhaps the 1980s, and more recently you have the green movement, so to speak. But the concept of recycling, the concept of taking scrap iron, for example, and melting it down so it can be turned into something new, that's not a new concept. That has always been around. I mean, Friedland has a history on the same location. Excuse me, since 1886. So
really?
Yes.
And it's been in the family that long?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, my great-grandfather, David Friedland, was an immigrant from Latvia and came to this country, came to Michigan, and started it's been reorganized a few mm-hmm. times and changed names a couple of times.
And it's been an old town.
It has a history.
How long has it been in Old Town?
The name Friedland mm-hmm. has a history in
Old Town. How long has it been in Old Town?
The whole time.
Really?
But then it wasn't Old Town, it was just
right.
Downtown.
Downtown
yeah,
Lansing,
just the
yeah.
North End. Yeah.
It's kind of cool the way it's set up because around the perimeter of the business is fencing and it's covered up and you've got the hubcaps there and the kids love
yeah.
driving
yeah,
past
and
that.
The dinosaur sculptures and the
and here's
yeah.
a junkyard.
Well,
a
see,
scrap. Let me finish. Scrap metal facility, recycling center, all in one. Here it is in the middle of an artsy place where people live and work and walk their dogs, but it's right there and you never even notice it.
Well, right. Yeah, I mean, a lot of people don't really know that we're there, know what we do until they come for a tour mm-hmm. or something like that. But junk, I mean, itself is a derogatory term.
Yeah, you didn't like that word, that term.
Well, because we're not in the junk business. We're not in waste. I mean, nothing is landfilled where, none of the commodities that we buy and sell on a daily basis mm-hmm. are ever going to a landfill. They're all processed for remelt. So to us, they're valuable materials.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have any vehicles or any other parts of anything where people can mm-hmm. go and buy used parts for?
Oh, typically, no. We don't sell to individuals, yeah. just to mills for remelts.
Okay. Now, tell me, someone brings in a car, someone brings in scrap metal. What's the process for getting that processed?
Okay, well, let's say someone brings in like a washer and dryer, for example. They'll drive up onto the front scale. And they'll have to give the guy, Lanny, who's at the front scale, they'll give him their ID because we need a valid photo ID. And we also take thumb scans and license plate numbers and to get everybody in the database just the first time you come in with any material. And then he'll direct them. Basically, they're weighing in with the vehicle, themselves in the vehicle, and the washer and the dryer. And then they drop off the metal and then weigh back out. And that's how we tell the volume that they had. That's how we can tell the weight of the washer and dryer.
Mm-hmm.
And then that determines how much we can pay them per pound mm-hmm. based off of the weight.
How much are you paying for metals per pound?
Currently, sheet iron, which is what our shredder scrap sheet iron is, $240 per gross ton. So gross ton is 2,240 pounds. So it's around 11.5 cents per pound right now.
Do you melt?
But it changes every month.
Do you break it down and melt it down right there, or do you send it out somewhere?
No, we don't melt at our facility. Uh-huh. Like we're kind of like a. I'm sorry. We're kind of like the middleman, I guess. We're what happens after collection. I mean, you can collect all you want, but you can't wish something to be recycled. I mean, without our industry to process the materials, process the different commodities, and bale them, upgrade them to their highest value, And then we sell to mills. It's the mills that actually melt the metals down, or in the case of paper, repulp the paper. And so, but basically without us, it wouldn't happen. So,
how interested are the mills in getting the recycled products that you have?
Oh, very interested. I mean, it's always been more cost efficient. It's always taken less energy to use to make new materials, like the table base that we're using right now. Mm-hmm. It's always been more cost efficient and energy saving to do that, to make new material out of scrap iron than it has to mine it out of virgin iron ore, for example.
What's the percentage of your business of, say, companies that are working and bringing product in, as opposed to those who, for example, when we moved from our old house, I had an old washer and dryer, yeah, and a guy came by and picked it up.
Sure. Industrial scrap, yeah, versus yeah, the public at, mm-hmm, large. Yeah, mm-hmm. I would say probably 20-30% mm-hmm, public, mm-hmm, and as well as, I'm not 100% sure. I don't want to say for certain, but probably somewhere around that. A large portion is industrial, but
now, you know, there are serious concerns about this type of business, because people have had copper stolen, mm-hmm, and other types of metals from new builds and from projects that are run down, mm-hmm, and condemned. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, well, and like I said earlier, we do everything we can to we take photo IDs, we take thumb scans, we take license plate numbers. In many cases, we're able to help the police when they have a police report. The thing that you have to keep in mind is that, 99% of the people who come in into our facility are honest, hardworking people. It's the less than 1% that do things like that that make a bad name for everybody. So it's things like that, we try to explain to people on tours. We take every precaution we can, and we can tell that it's less than 1% because based off of how many people we have in our database versus how many phone calls we're getting that have to deal with things like scrap theft. So, and in the cases when it does happen, we have a lot of information that we can provide for the police. Actually, we have, a letter in our lobby from the Michigan Supreme Court thanking us on a case because we were able to help them solve it.
So. All right, we've been talking with Mike Bass, who's from Friedland Industries, and it's the annual Document Destruction Day, which is tomorrow. Tell us about that event.
Oh yeah, Document Destruction Day. Yeah, it's a really cool event. I mean, we're primarily a recycler, so we do a lot of paper recycling as well. And for the public, every year, typically the Saturday after Tax Day, in this case, it falls upon Earth Week, which makes it extra special, I suppose. But we shred documents all year round as a charge as a service. But this, I'm sorry, a Document Destruction Day is the one day that we do it for free. Oh. So businesses or individuals that are just looking to have their documents shredded can come on down and watch it on the conveyor and watch it go up and be shredded.
And that's tomorrow starting at 11 o'clock. How long is it going?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It starts at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Starts at 8? Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we're going from 8 until 2
okay.
p.m. So.
Well, happy Earth Week to you.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Just one comment. Mm-hmm. Last year alone, just with Document Destruction Day, we created 10 or 11 bales of paper, and each one of those bales, each bale saves, 17 trees. Mm. From being cut down, because that's paper that you're able to remake out of already been used paper.
All right, Mike, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thank you, Tony.